Good evening, everyone. It's 7 a.m. in Charlotte and it's cold today. It's like minus three. Nonetheless, it's good to be with you all today. And I have to say that before I begin my devotion, when I first chose this topic, I didn't know that Brother Mok was going to write a really good weekly article on the fourth commandment, which is something that I would commend to your reading as well. But it's really because I was struck or by the first word of this fourth commandment, which I always kind of remember the fourth commandment to be something like keep the Sabbath day holy, right? It's about the Sabbath day. But it turns out that that's a very simplified version of the fourth commandment. And the full commandment, I think, has a slightly different slant to it. Let me read it for us. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Before we continue, let's look to God in prayer. Lord God, would you in the next few minutes remind us of your care for us? Would you remind us that you are our Creator and our Redeemer, and you're the one that sanctifies us, and that we need you every hour. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's a very unique construction, particularly in the Ten Commandments. Eight of the Ten Commandments has something to do with thou shalt not. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery. But this command begins with something positive and one that is particularly targeting the mind. Remember the Sabbath day. Bear it in mind. Recall its existence. Prepare for it. The fourth commandment is not just something that we do on Sunday. It is something that we can do throughout the week, including now, right? Whereas we prepare to pray on a Tuesday night, we can obey this commandment by remembering the Sabbath day, remembering of its existence, remembering that it's coming, but also remembering its significance. Of course, we should not just say that the fourth commandment is all about thinking and remembering. You know, in Exodus, when God remembers something, it means that he's also taking action on it. But we can at least say that the Sabbath day involves both our minds and our actions. And the command given to us is not just meant to change the way that we act, but to change the way that we think. And so we are called to remember the Sabbath day when we decide what time to go to bed. Remember the Sabbath day when we are stressed at work or when we are bored at work. Remember it when we are stressed with school or we find school to be easy. And why does the fourth commandment begin with remember? Perhaps you can think about how we might use a similar sentence construction in our daily lives, like remember the clothes in the washing machine or remember to close the windows. It took my wife 3 times to explain to me that such instructions like remember to keep the clothes. It's because it's something she wants me to do in the future. But I think also that it is something that is I'm prone to forget. You know, interestingly enough, the Westminster Larger Catechism tackles this very question. Why is the word remember set in the beginning of the fourth commandment? It's a really comprehensive answer, which in itself could be a prayer meeting devotion. But essentially, the Westminster Divines saw two reasons why the word remember is set at the beginning. First, it's because there's great benefits to remembering the fourth commandment or remembering the Sabbath. But second, it's also that we are prone to forget the fourth commandment. We're prone to forget the Sabbath day because it's not as intuitive as other commandments, like you should not kill. That's intuitive to our being. But perhaps the Sabbath commandment is not. Isn't it right that we are prone to forget the Sabbath day? Life is a rush, it's a blur. We go from one meeting to another, from one pursuit of a thing to the other, and we hardly have time to remember. And when we think about the fourth commandment, John Calvin, a guy that we all love, notes that the purpose of the fourth commandment is that we should meditate on the kingdom of God. And that we should practice that meditation in ways established by him. And so today, in the short time that we have, I would just like to ponder and to exhort us to think or to remember three things about ourselves as we think about the Sabbath day. The first is that we should remember that we are created to be images of God. Second is that we should remember that we are redeemed. And third is that we should remember that we are sanctified. So, firstly, we are to remember that we are created. And that's something that we see quite clearly in the text before us. We are to rest, we are to keep the Sabbath day because God kept the Sabbath day. And it's not just or at least in Exodus 20, the focus is not just God as Redeemer, but here is God as Creator. And even in the structure of this fourth commandment, we can see that there is a mirror image going on. We are to keep the Sabbath day because God kept the Sabbath day. We are to keep it holy because God hallowed it. And so this is a reminder for us that to remember the Sabbath day is to remember that we are to imitate God, our Creator. You know, in a separate passage in Exodus, God describes himself as being refreshed on the Sabbath day. That's a really powerful image that God was refreshed. It's not that God was sleepy or that he was fatigued after creating the world, but rather this human language, this human expression, is meant for us to imagine the joys and the refreshments that can be found on the Sabbath day. And it is in this sense that remembering the Sabbath day is a way for us to remember our creatureliness and our utter dependence on God. And perhaps the question is whether we are willing to find rest in Him. You know, John Calvin, in his sermons on the Ten Commandments, and particularly on the Sabbath, speaks about how us choosing to follow God's example is actually a litmus test on how much we love and trust Him and how much we want God's gifts for us. And it's true to think about how often we do not want to stop working because we think we have so much to do. But how could it be that we have more to do than God? If God could rest on the Sabbath day, could we not also rest? Or perhaps we are working because we want to find rest somewhere else. Maybe rest at the completion of a difficult project, or rest when we have enough money to rest. But is the event that is refreshing to God not refreshing enough for us? And so first, we remember that we are created. Created to be like smartphones, like one that I have here, which has a really poor battery life that requires to be charged constantly. You know, we should not remember the fourth commandment or should not follow the fourth commandment so or think of it so literalistically that it's only referring to one in 7 days. You know, remember that the word Sabbath is used to describe holidays for the Israelites as well. First fruit feasts, other kinds of Sabbaths were also kept during those days. And for us, Christians, we too have our own rhythms. And perhaps one of it is here tonight on a Tuesday night to spend time praying. And that is a form of rest as well. But secondly, we are to remember that we are redeemed to rest. You know, another unique thing about the fourth commandment is that when it is repeated in Deuteronomy 5, a different reason is given for keeping the Sabbath day. And here, let me read verse 15. Remember, that's the same word, that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. See, here we are called to remember not just that God is our creator, but here we remember that God is our redeemer. There's a story in Exodus that illustrates this point really well. You remember in Exodus 5, after Moses and Aaron asked Pharaoh to let God's people go, we see that Pharaoh completely rejected God. He said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" And we see that Pharaoh became an anti-God. He doubled down on his evil bondage on Israel. He said, "Why are you trying to get the people to rest? Why are you trying to get them to worship? No, I'll make life even harder for you. You're going to start making bricks without straw." And that's the image of an anti-Sabbath, the image of the world, the image of the devil, making us being in bondage to him. You know, many of us might remember how we were once in bondage to sin. How sin was that evil taskmaster who said, "More, more, more." You thought you could gratify the desires of the flesh with that one look, or that one smart comment, or that one gossip. But sin, our taskmaster, refuses to bow. Or some of us remember being enslaved to performing well at work, trying to meet the expectations of the people around us, trying to please the world. But isn't sin just like the leech who has two daughters, give and give? But the good news is that Jesus has broken the chain of bondage. He has defeated evil, and he offers us rest. "Come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We are no more under Pharaoh. We are under Christ, and under his lordship, there is rest. We live in a tiring world, don't we? That every technological revolution somehow promises that we'll work less and less. But actually, we work more and more. Where can rest be found? Not in some human invention, but in Christ who gives his beloved sleep. And so every Sabbath day, every rhythm of rest is meant to remind us that we are redeemed to rest. To rest in Christ's finished work, and ultimately to rest in his Sabbath that he gives for us forever. There remaineth a Sabbath rest for the people of God, where we go into his presence, where there is no more toil, sorrow, tears, and pain. And that is the Sabbath day that every Sabbath day points towards. And finally, we are to remember that we are being sanctified. You know, we get a glimpse of that also in our text. Yes, verse 8 tells us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. But the last line of verse 11 says that the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It's not that we're trying to make the Sabbath day holy, it is already sanctified, made holy by God Himself. And we are to recognize it and to participate in that holiness. Again, Exodus 31 says that it is God, or rather, we are to keep the Sabbath day so that we remember that it's God, the Lord, that doth sanctify you. And so when we remember the Sabbath day, we are aligning our everyday life, our thoughts, our priorities, our actions with our Creator and Redeemer. And that's exactly how we are sanctified. You know, John Calvin says that one reason why we rest on the Sabbath day is so that we might cease from our works and let God work his works in us. And do you want to be holy? Do you want to grow in sanctification and in holiness? Perhaps one very tangible way to grow in it is to keep the Sabbath day, to come ready to sit under the preached word, to sing songs of worship, to confess our sins together, to take communion together, so that the Spirit changes us into God's likeness. You know, surely we have left many things uncovered in these verses. But I hope that the last few minutes has been helpful in reframing our minds. As the song goes, we are human and humans forget. And that's why we are called to remember our Creator in the days of our youth, to remember our Redeemer, and to remember that we are being made holy. And God gives us really tangible ways for us to remember it, like remembering the Sabbath day. You know, it's not just the weekly rhythm of rest that we are to keep, but also seasonal rhythms, like Christmas, perhaps, Good Friday, Easter. These are times for us to remember of God's redemption and creation, and also daily rhythms of prayer, of reading the word, of sleeping. And prayer especially is what we're going to do now. And so let's look to God for help. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for giving us the Sabbath. Thank you for your command to remember it. You know that we are humans and humans forget. So remind us. Remind us, dear Lord. Remind us that you want us to find rest and refreshment through you. Remind us that of your redemption, that you have secured this rest, true eternal rest on the cross. And Lord, I pray for many of those who are still exhausting themselves, drinking from cisterns that hold no water. Will you refresh them with your living waters so that they may turn from their pursuits and labor instead to enter into your rest? For we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.